Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! Well, I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Because we got a lot to get through tonight. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You got the American Adversaries Radio Show coming to you live. Drive time. That's right, it is, ladies and gentlemen, on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. Of course, also on AM 660theanswer.com, your smart devices, and you can still download the free Answer Orlando app. And if you have any trouble, just call Nick on the call-in number I'm going to give you here in a few minutes, and he'll walk you through it. And then also on Alexa devices all over the place. All right, we do have a lot to talk about tonight as we come to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. That's right, it is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday already again. And so thanks for tuning in. Randy's on his way here. He's probably still celebrating his Kentucky Derby picks. He picked what it's called win, place, and show, right?
Right.
He picked win and place.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Except the only problem was he didn't bet a dime.
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Good. Then he can pay for dinner Thursday night.
Yeah, okay, maybe not
that
all
sounds
dinner,
great.
But anyway,
he's
appetizer.
Trapped.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Of course, that voice belongs to the union boss, the chairman of the board, Mike McBath. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Niccolo Cicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. And, of course, it is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, as I said. And we have proudly teamed up with the Trump 2020 Club here in Orange County and all the Trump 2020 clubs, as a matter of fact, in order to help President Trump make America great again. That's the bottom line. And we're so proud also to have Sutherland Nissan make it possible for that team work. And we really appreciate it. So when you're looking for an automobile or a truck, check them out there. That's at
Chickasaw Trail and East Colonial Drive. OrlandoNissan.com is the website. They run specials and have special deals going on all the time. So check out their website regularly if you know you're going to be looking for a vehicle. And just give them a chance to write you up a great deal, whether you know, Chris, you're leasing, buying, or whatever.
That truck that you were in the parade with, you could have probably towed half of the horses in the Kentucky Derby. You talk about a powerful machine.
I know. The one I had picked, I could have used that truck to get it out of the mud because I don't even know if it made it to the finish line.
Boy, did you see that track? I mean, unbelievable. Was that being embarrassing? All these women dress fabulously, you know, all these nice dresses, all these expensive suits, and then they come slugging through
the mud. All they need
is a
mint julep or two, and they won't mind a bit.
I want my mint julep to be drank.
Speaking of the Trump 2020 Club, of course, yeah, there we go. That is Randy Ross.
Hey, how's it going? That traffic was just a little crazy still today.
It is indeed.
They need a SunRail that comes directly to this station. But then again, I wouldn't probably take it.
Probably not.
Randy, it doesn't work, so you'd be the only guy on it. You know?
All right, so we got a lot to talk about. More bad news for Mueller. You guys know my itch has been getting scratched a little bit here lately, so there's more bad news for Mueller.
You need an ointment for that.
No, I need a federal judge to just end this whole thing. And we do have Carl Higbee. He's going to join us for a little while in this first hour later on to talk about Gina Haspel, who's going to have her confirmation hearing in the Senate Intelligence Committee tomorrow. She, of course, is the acting director of the CIA looking to keep that job. And we are going to talk about Snyderman because that is part of the bad news for Mueller. I'll explain how. And then, of course, the big news of this afternoon was the Iran deal. Now, did you guys at Trump 2020 Club, has the afternoon bulletin come in yet?
It has. I didn't have a chance to send it out yet. Okay. But I do have someone calling in to talk about that a little bit because apparently the old president made a comment. So I'm going to stop saying his name.
Yeah, he came out about 3:30 with
did.
A comment.
So and, I have Leland McKee's going to call in a little bit, so we can talk about that a little bit.
And because you got a local candidate calling in a little bit later,
too.
We do,
back around 6:15, 6:20. We're going to talk a little bit about why is a county commission candidate even talking about medical marijuana and making that a platform issue. So we're going to talk about that a little bit.
It has become an issue. All right. Mm-hmm. So first of all, the president this afternoon, very shortly after 2 p.m., did make his announcement, and you got the idea pretty quickly where he was going with it, because he basically first described how bad of a deal it was, how it wasn't really going to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, and everyone knew that. Everyone knew that at best it was just a delay.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, was this really a surprise to anybody? Well, I mean, it was great to see it come through the way it was. I'm sure that maybe some of those in Europe's, you know, thought maybe he might come that way, but he went the way he promised America when he ran for office.
Yeah,
and
that's
a nice... shocker. Yeah, everybody I've talked to today, everybody's just, this was exactly what they expected to see happen. And I think that it continues to remind us that this is a person that is a politician that was not a politician, but is a person who decided, here are my platform issues, and guess what? I'm going to follow through on everything. So all day long, my phone's been blowing up. People are pretty happy with this decision. You know, and when Leland calls in, because I said to Leland, I said, what does this mean about oil prices, gas prices? He goes, I don't think you're going to see an effect because I think that we've got our reserves in space and in place and all these kind of different things. So I think that's going to be an interesting part of the conversation.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we'll talk about the market here in just a second because it did seem to react to the president's news today. And not only did he end it, the deal, our participation in it anyway, but he did what actually Abe Katzman predicted on the show yesterday he would do. He upped the ante.
Yeah.
He reimposed the sanctions and stronger sanctions. They also added some other economic sanctions on top of the ones that had been there prior to the deal. So they clamped down.
I think, too, like the day, Chris, as we were talking about the market aspect, oil at one point today was down 4.4%. Oil since the end of the year had been up 15%. That was a quick drop early in the day, and then it came all the way back, and then it ended up down about 2%. But the reality of it is, you know, they're going to put out sanctions. Iran is not the greatest supplier of oil. Everybody thinks they're big time. They supply about 2.5 million, you know, barrels a day.
What does that mean to us, though, Mike?
To us, it probably doesn't mean much at all, other than, you know, maybe a tighten the supply worldwide up because we are in a growth period right now. But I don't think it's a giant factor. And nor does, obviously, the marketplace, because if a marketplace did, you would see movements.
The world right now uses about 90 million barrels of oil a day.
Right. So look at 2.5.
And they're producing about a little over 3 or 4% of that.
Right.
And Saudi Arabia could open up their taps a little wider. You have our nation, who had already pulled shut down rigs that they could reopen. So in short order, we could fill that. But the bottom line is, and as Abe pointed out, the president is putting pressure on Iran when they're already in a precarious position, because their economy is not very good over there. And that's one reason why you have a lot of protests going on over there. Plus the younger generation over there, it's well over 50% of their population is like under 30.
Well, they lied.
And they
went against the whole thing to begin with.
No, yeah, the regime did.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is the population is not...
Yeah, they're not taking care of the population with the money. When they took over and got their $150 billion from that bum Obama, the reality of it was you would have expected that would have been turned into better roads, better housing, better medical care, better everything. Guess what? It went into more weapons, bigger army, stronger aggression. Is that what the people wanted? Don't think so.
No.
No. Now, you had some liberal talking heads this morning saying, oh, this is stupid because they're in a bad position now, and the population is blaming it on the regime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that they're going to be in a worse position, the regime will be able to blame it on the United States. Well, the problem is it's more than economics with the population. As I was getting ready to say, the vast majority of the population is under 30. And they don't want to live like the Ayatollah wants to live, right? They want to wear Western clothes. They want to listen to the music they want to listen to. They want to be able to dance. They want to be able to enjoy life.
They want their Kanye.
They want their Kanye. They show enough do, baby. And so you have, not only do you have the organized protests, but you have women defying the clothing rules and stuff like that, and even going to jail over it.
Yeah.
So it's a cultural thing as much as it is an economic thing. And guess what? If they know Trump over there, guess who I bet you they like?
Oh, and without a doubt, you know, particularly all the information that is filtered in there to these young people, they get an idea of where they could be and unfortunately where they are. And but my only concern with these mullahs is that they may get more aggressive in the military ways just to be able to, you know, block out mentally and the other part, which is really the dangerous part of this situation.
That is a distinct possibility as well. We talked a little bit about that with Abe yesterday. But they're sitting there, you know, holding guns over our heads or at our heads anyway.
Right. Right. I'm all for this because, again, as they say, they lied. I mean, how can we make a deal and not have our own people go in and, you know, monitor it, where part of the deal was no American could go in and monitor?
That's just it.
You gotta be kidding me.
That's just it. Even if they didn't lie, the worst part of this deal is that it was such a lousy deal, right?
That's terrible.
That's why you knew President Trump was going to pull
absolutely
out of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're good. We're good.
Exactly. So let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the market reaction to it, and then more bad news for Herr Mueller out there as well.
Oh, no. Do we feel bad?
Don't you know? All right. Don't forget, it is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, and we want you, we invite you all to join the Trump 2020 Club if you have not already. And those of you who have, we thank you very much for doing that. So easy to do. Just go to Facebook, Trump 2020 Club, and just you can sign up. You can start following. You can become a formal member for $20 a year, and you'll get these White House bulletins as they come out. And that's practically every day of the week during the week. Anyway, we'll take a break. Be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Your I-4 slowdown started around Fairbanks right now, and that continues through downtown Orlando. It doesn't clear up until after Dr. Phillips. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is fairly clear right now. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to the 441. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You'll feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade.
Everybody now.
Oh, is this a Disney song?
This is the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Little Andy, Opie, and everybody.
Yep. Yeah, this is Down by the Fishing Hole.
That's exactly right.
And this is a tune for Herr Muller out there, because he's out there fishing all over the place,
he's
going
to be fishing in a few months.
Yeah.
Is he catching anything? No.
No, he isn't. He's fixing to catch a lot of you-know-what. But
hopefully.
The market today actually responded quite nicely to the president's announcement.
Yeah, this was actually pretty interesting. Not that every day is overexciting, but the market was really sort of lethargically down most of the day. It went down as much as 150 points, which really isn't much.
Waiting to see what Trump will do.
Right, they're just waiting to see what's going to happen. Trump comes out, around 2:30, makes a statement, and guess what? The market starts climbing, and we actually ended up on the positive side. We were up a few points. As I say, the primary action of the day was energy, meaning oil, which we certainly have an understanding of that. Surprisingly to me, gold has been like dead. You would think there'd be some type of reaction in gold, but it's been dead as an doornail. The 10-year Treasury's up to 2.97, meaning rates have gone up a little bit. I saw that this month's collection in revenues was at an all-time record for this country. And how'd they get all this money?
That's tax revenues that he's talking
revenues.
About.
Tax revenues. How did they get it, Democrats? They got it from what?
The
bonuses and things of that nature paid to the American public, generated by the potential and greatness of the tax cut.
The expanding economy, in a nutshell.
Yep.
And more and more people are happy with that expanding economy. And evidently people are happy with what President Trump did today with the Iranian deal. But once again, he just followed through on something he had been talking about, even before he ran for president.
And how
he
refreshing is that?
This.
Just to see a politician do what they say they were going to do.
It is.
Well, he's not a politician. To see a person do what they say they're going to do.
Any politician do what they say they're going to do. Right.
Lead. And he is indeed doing that. And this whole Mueller thing, is turning more and more in his favor, I do believe. And the polls, I believe, are reflecting this. And Mueller, was it 2 weeks ago tonight? Mm-hmm. Remember when I came in here and I said I had that itch? You guys remember?
Yeah, we were uncomfortable with that too.
All right.
Yeah.
And then I said there was going to be a clap of thunder. Remember
that so, thunder came
wait,
about?
Wait. Itch well, and clap in the same context.
All right, easy does it now, partner. But we didn't really hear the clap of thunder yet, and my itch hasn't really been totally scratched, but it got a little bit, and some rumbling of the
storm. We're getting cloud formations, Chris,
exactly.
That may present what you're looking for.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like this. Even when you hear that rumble in the distance and then a big old, snap of thunder goes off right over your head, it still startles the you-know-what out of you, right?
You know what I always
We were the first ones to say this might happen. Now other people are all coming along going, these federal judges are going to do this. We'll slow down a little bit and let y'all catch up back there. But anyway, the point being, these federal judges are no-nonsense judges. And then you had the one Saturday. Of course, you had the one Friday.
Right.
T.S. Ellis. And you already had Emmett Sullivan with the Flynn. Now you got Ellis with the Manafort.
Right.
Now you got this other judge, Dabney Friedrich, who, by the way, was appointed by guess who? President Trump.
That's even better.
Yeah.
That's even better.
But you wait for them. If she rules against Mueller in any way, this is Trump's baby, right?
We've had everybody on the other side.
Even though she's a woman, they won't respect that.
Of course not.
And
because women can't think on their own.
Right, exactly. Right? But she's going forward with this hearing tomorrow, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you had last night another shoot a drop on Mueller's head, so to speak, and that would be this guy, Eric Schneiderman.
Yeah, I have to say, this is somewhat in its own way pretty hilarious. You know, here is an anti-Trump guy to the highest level. You know, this is a guy that's filed many, many suits against Trump Organization, you know, against Trump himself as a politician. And I just have to love it. He's a Me Too guy. You know, that's what he was, right? Except
really?
He forgot. I'm trying to figure out, Chris, when he heard the word Me Too, did that mean he wanted to join into this sextapade?
Obviously, he did.
Listen,
anytime somebody decides they're going to be righteous and ahead of all of us, they always fail.
The funny thing or ironic thing is here is a guy that stands up there who leads the party, who is a great supposedly coming politician on the Democratic side. And again, he proves himself one of the great pigs out there, you know, along with the Wiener Man and, you know, Spitzer. I mean, that's a star-studded lineup they got coming out of New York and New York City. I mean, a bunch of bums.
First of all, it's more, you know, proof of the old adage, he who lives in a glass house shouldn't be going around throwing stones.
Yeah.
This is bad news for Mueller. Because of the way he was always going after Trump, and he was cooperating with going after Trump in under the guise of this collusion thing where they were looking at past financial dealings of the president in New York and stuff like, and who he was doing the dealings with and stuff like this. The Russian mafia, they were involved. They bought some apartments in Trump Towers.
Now, I wish everyone could see your face right now. It was like really intense. It was like, wow.
It's like, wow. How do you know who the Russian mafia is? I mean, in a sense, if they're good mafia guys, you're not going to know. Most people aren't going to know to begin with. But
so you remember, Chris, a reference.
But also, just the irony with Schneiderman is, yes, he was a Me Too guy. He was part of the resistance. He gave a speech after, you know, he's been going at he's prosecuting Weinstein, and he gave this speech.
That's great. Can you imagine him?
He gave this speech that I am your lawyer to these women, right?
Oh, Lord.
And
could you stop by my house tonight? I'd like to talk to you.
As
I can imagine a private consultation.
Right. The irony is, as it turns out, if you believe the allegations, and they do, they all are consistent with one another, what he was doing was worse than what Weinstein did.
Weinstein went for the numbers.
Weinstein, my
corner. This guy was terrible. He beat him up.
You're right.
Yeah, that was not good, buddy.
Right.
Not good at all.
He had one woman, I believe she was Filipino or whatever, and she was to be his, she was to call him master.
Yeah.
She was his brown girl, and she was to be called, she was to call him master.
Just now,
I don't know if
she had to say it massa or if she could say master. But it was interesting that this morning on MSNBC they were talking about this, and somebody said, well, what about these women? You know, getting ready to question the credibility of the women. Oh, no. These are all – it was so hilarious but sad in a way. No,
really
these
sad.
Women were all credible. You want to know why they were credible? Because they were liberals and progressives. And they worked, you know, they worked for the cause.
Mm-hmm.
So we are automatically supposed to believe them, right?
Yeah.
We're automatically supposed to believe Stormy Daniels.
Bill Clinton's girls.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Nice. What a dilemma. And good luck in your election when you try to define Me Too. Good
All
luck.
Right. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about tomorrow's news, which is going to be Gina Haspel, the CIA acting director, looking to keep that job. In the meantime, we're looking to keep you around, so we do the best we can to put together a great show. Don't forget, it is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. Please join. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, it is sponsored by Sutherland Nissan. Please give them a big thank you when you go out there, too. Tell them the Titans Talk Radio sent you out there to look at their Titans Talk Radio sent you out there to look at their Titans trucks.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The new U.S. ambassador to Germany is advising German companies to stop doing business in Iran following President Trump's decision to withdraw from the nuclear deal. In a tweet just hours after he officially took up his duties, Ambassador Richard Grenell said that German companies doing business in Iran should wind down operations immediately. Mr. Trump announced earlier Tuesday in Washington that the U.S. would be pulling out of the nuclear deal. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says he will send his foreign minister to negotiate with countries remaining in the nuclear deal and warns that he will otherwise start restart enriching uranium in the next weeks. However, he stressed that the deal could survive without the U.S. And Syrian state-run media is reporting an Israeli attack near the capital of Damascus, saying Syrian air defenses shot down two missiles. A Wall Street that up by 3 points. More details at srnnews.com.
And the latest answer traffic now.
Orange County Sheriff's Office responded to shots fired early this morning at a Wells Fargo bank on Hoffner Avenue. They found a man who was shot several times and was taken to the hospital in serious condition. The investigation is still ongoing. George Zimmerman was charged with stalking a private investigator. Seminole County officials say the incident happened in December, but the charges weren't filed until this week. Dennis Warren, the victim, is a private investigator who was hired to find people to participate in a documentary about Trayvon Martin. According to reports, Zimmerman was harassing Warren via email and text, as well as saying he would feed Warren to alligators. Zimmerman will be arraigned on the first of the month. The Rays play the Braves tonight. You can catch all the action right here starting at 6:30 with the first pitch at 7:10. Rays Baseball is brought to you by Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair, the Man Cave Warehouse, and Porky's Real Pit Barbecue. We have a high of 85 and a low of 67. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
Your I-4 slowdown started around Fairbanks right now, and that continues through downtown Orlando. It doesn't clear up until after Dr. Phillips. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is fairly clear right now. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to the 441. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to The American Adversaries, if you can take it.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you are listening to The American Adversaries, and we are here live coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. Once again, please join the Trump 2020 Club. Easy to do. Just go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook.
And we've got a contest going on right now.
Oh, tell us what it is.
So because Leland McKee, who's our vice chairman, he bought 20 of these stamps that you put on the $20 bill, mm-hmm. and if it says the Donald Trump lives here on the backside. All right, so, and seriously, we went up.
You be careful to be getting caught doing that now.
No. This is not defacing the listen, we've already done the research. Try to look at it. No.
Okay.
But here's the reality. We've gone up by 400 members in 5 or 6 days. It's
all
crazy.
Right.
You know, but we actually, Blake I won't say his last name. Okay. Blake, on our page, he was the first one. He added like 100 people.
Right,
and he got
good.
One of those stamps.
Yeah.
That's easy to do.
We got to do whatever we got to do to get this guy reelected, you know?
That's right. Trump 2020 Club.
Now, do these people exist? Sort of like the Democrats people?
No, these are real people.
We
want you engaged.
That's right. All right. So the voices you just heard, of course, would be Mike McBath and Randy Ross. I am Christopher Hart. 407-774-8255 is the number. Going to take a few minutes here to talk about something that's going to be going on actually tomorrow. Actually, it's already been going on, but it's in some ways, ways, a culmination tomorrow, because tomorrow Gina Haspel, the acting director of the CIA, will appear in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee. And she was making the rounds at the Senate building, office building today. And tomorrow, though, we might see some fireworks. So we're going to talk to our next guest about that prospect. And he, by the way, is also a former Navy SEAL himself, author of a book called Battle on the Home Front, talking about some of the problems that our country was facing, at least. And he is now Director of Advocacy for America First Action. So I'd like to welcome to the show Carl Higbee. Hey, Carl, how you doing? Thanks again for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate that. So first of all, do you personally know Acting Director Haspel, by any chance?
I do not personally know her, but I did a lot of work with the government agencies while I was overseas in Iraq. And, you know, one of the biggest complaints we had as operators on the ground, we'd take the intelligence from them and then go get the bad guys. The biggest complaint we had was that people, bureaucrats, were in charge of that agency at certain times. Bureaucrats that did not come up through the ranks, bureaucrats that maybe didn't know how the actual war was being fought because they were, you know, they made rank before there was a war. Gina Haspel has been there for 30 years. She's been through peacetime. She's been through wartime. She understands. She's run sites. She's been a station chief. She gets it. And there's nobody more qualified on the roster right now that could possibly do this.
And by the way, Carl was deployed in Iraq in 07 and 09. And dropped out of college too.
Yeah.
Joined.
Wow.
Then,
thank you.
And become a Navy SEAL. So, yeah, we all thank you very much for that. And but now one of the criticisms, and we'll get into some of them, but one of the criticisms is that she's a yes person. I hadn't heard that one before, but I heard it this morning. It sounds like what you're saying is that she's the opposite of a yes person.
Well, you know, the funny thing is this term yes man is used. I know you're gender neutral, but the yes man is the token name.
Right.
And that means somebody that generally does what they believe the people above them want and not necessarily what is right. I don't believe she's that. I believe she does what is right. What sometimes is right, though, is finally orders what you agree or disagree. Look, I disagreed substantially with President Obama when I was on active duty. He was still my commander-in-chief, and I was still required to obey his orders, lawful as they were. So, you know, and the biggest thing going back to these black sites and waterboarding and things like that, look, it was at the time when you're a CIA operative, a government official in an agency, you have no choice but to obey orders that have been deemed lawful already. She couldn't just say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be tough on terrorists because some, you know, pansy is afraid to, you know, to aggressively interrogate them. She had orders that she had to, you know, she had to fulfill. And to be honest, I'm glad she did. We got some info.
Hey, Carl, on waterboarding, how effective do you find that is? And really, do you find that a very strong form of torture?
It's not torture. I was waterboarded in training.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I'm fine. Like my stepbrother wanted me to waterboard him once just so he could see what it's like.
Oh my. It's miserable. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Snyderman was using that on some of the women.
Exactly.
Right.
Jesus.
That is going to be one of the issues tomorrow is that she was, quote unquote, part of all that, and that she was then part of the destruction of the tapes that were evidently made while they were doing that. And they're kind of laying the decisions that she was, as you were pointing out, carrying out at her feet, because as you said, she's pretty much done it all in the CIA. If I'm not mistaken, she started out in Africa as a station chief or something like that. And then she was, where was she at? It was,
Thailand,
right. When this was going on, and she was just doing what she was supposed to do, and at that time, that's what everybody wanted her to do, and others, well, right?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, too, is John Brennan. If the Democrats were so morally opposed and they're to this waterboarding philosophy, why in the world did 34 of the 34 Democrats that voted for Brennan are still in Congress today? And why did they not bring this up with him? Why was it not an issue with him? This was the thing is, they can make it about waterboarding all they want, but But she has to stay on message as, this was a lawful order that I was given, and I carry out the duties that I believe are, you know, within the law.
Well,
and that's what she did, and she did it perfectly.
I mean, reality is, Chris, imagine if she didn't carry out the duty. Then I would think you probably have a legitimate complaint. I did what I was told.
Exactly. If she didn't carry it out, and she was still a Trump appointee, they'd find another reason to hate.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure.
By the way, this had been vetted by attorneys higher up the ladder than her, and it had been very carefully, okayed, approved, and they were constantly checking to make sure what they were doing was legal as far as our Constitution and I guess the Geneva Conventions or whatever goes by. And as I said, there was a lot of Democrats there at the time who wanted this very thing to go on because of the nature of the threat that we were facing at that time. Because we're talking about back in 2002, 2003, if I'm
not
mistaken.
Right after 9/11, right.
Right. And this, however, is always stuck in the craw of people like John McCain. You know, I know he's not even going to be there tomorrow, but I believe he's a no vote on this, isn't he, Carl?
Well, I mean, that's the problem, is that we have people that are voting against this, that voted for people that did the same thing.
Why is John McCain even still part of this? I mean, seriously, I appreciate that he's got this situation going on. I appreciate all the health issues. But at some point, you haven't been there since the beginning of the year. Why is he not resigning and letting some other folks get in there and then get the work done? I don't understand that.
Well, I think, too, in the Carl situation, I mean, this glass ceiling situation, here's another issue where the Democrats are always the ones screaming about the women, you know, and their rights and everything. Here is a highly qualified, true professional backed by so many, you know, excellent people who have been in that area, and they try to
resent it. They don't want black people to be conservatives or Trump people. They don't want gay people. They don't want women. They don't want anyone like that.
Well, unless they're liberal, right, Carl?
Right.
I mean, the Democratic Party has consistently put diversity over qualifications.
That's a meme. That's a meme right there. Yeah. Diversity over qualifications. Love it.
But you know what? The second you put somebody who's diverse and qualified, I mean, look, President Trump has more women involved in. I mean, look, Sarah Huckabee, White House folks, you know, White House press secretary. You have Dana White, Pentagon. Okay, Heather Nauert, State Department. I mean, these are high-powered positions. I mean, those are the types of positions that have the power to start or end a war from that podium.
Also,
it's all three women.
And the director of the Homeland Security, and then, of course, Kellyanne Conway, the first campaign manager of a winning presidential campaign. Yeah, it's not, you know, that's not the issue. The issue, of course, is because of the politics of the nature. But it turns out, you know, they may not have McCain's nor Rand Paul's vote, but we might end up getting like Joe Manchin, Heidkamp, maybe even Aunt Clara McCaskill, because they are in such tight races. Do you have any feel for it? By the way, we're speaking right now with Carl Higbee about the nomination of Gina Haspel. She'll be appearing tomorrow before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Got any feel? Is anybody out there doing a vote count that you know of right now, Carl?
I have a strong suspicion that she'll be confirmed. But, I mean, look, you had Heidkamp flip. I think Joe Manchin's in a tough seat. If he votes against Haspel, you know, he's gonna have some serious questions to answer. But you know what really needs to happen is, like, the Democrats for too long, they have not stood for anything except resisting. Like, Democrats, why don't you say who would be the perfect nominee for the CIA? That if I was President Trump, I would come out right now and be like, all right, I'm open for suggestions. Who do you got? But you know what? Nobody is going to be more qualified than Haspel.
Right. Yeah, if you ask him that question, you might get the answer back. May say Dwayne Johnson.
Please.
Right.
I know.
Because they watch so many movies, right? They live so in fantasy land. But nonetheless, the woman is highly qualified. She's been in the CIA pretty much all of her professional career, if I'm not mistaken, some 33 or 35 years, Carl?
32 years, yeah.
32 years.
Oh, my gosh. And, 32 years and they're still questioning her.
Right.
Can you believe that?
And she was Pompeo Rico's assistant director. Was she the assistant director before he took over? Do you know?
No, I don't know, actually, off the top of my head.
Okay. All right. But obviously, she also works well with the president, or he wouldn't have chosen her. And if I'm not mistaken, she's also the first director chosen from within the agency itself in like the last 30 years or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the other issue. That's one of the first point I made with you guys, was that she came up through the ranks. She knows the job. That way she can effectively manage people far better than someone who's just an appointed bureaucrat.
By the way, if you would like to chime in on this and call our senators and let them know your opinion, you can do that by dialing 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121.
We're going to put that on the Facebook page?
Yeah, you can do that and give them an earful on this. Now, tomorrow, it looks like she will get out of the committee tomorrow, and then it'll be a floor vote after that, right, Carl?
Yes. So, she's going to get out of committee. Then sometime next week they'll vote on this whole thing. I mean, the fact that we are sitting here today. I mean, look at all the nominations; they've all been fought really hard, except for Shulkin. Now, the only reason Shulkin got in is because, guess why? He was an Obama appointee. So the Democrats were like, "Oh, he was an Obama appointee. We love him."
Right.
So they voted for him. So you get 100-0. I mean, you have someone like Haspel should be getting 100-0.
Yeah.
And you know what? If all these senators who opposed this should have opposed the fact that it was legal, they should have put a law together and taken action to make it illegal instead of legalizing it and then blaming somebody for carrying it out.
Right. Exactly.
You would have thought, though, the women Democrats would have supported her, just with this identity politics and everything. Where are they?
Not only that, but if not mistaken, I believe that even the Obama administration exonerated her and everyone else that was part of this program from any responsibility. And there are so many people that will tell you till the last breath they have that it was a successful program, Carl.
Yeah. I mean, look, here's the thing is, if ISIS or any of these, fundamentalists that we're fighting these days, if they were to capture us, they would saw our head off and put it on YouTube.
Right.
I'm okay with an aggressive interrogation program, and if that means waterboarding, fine. She's not doing it now as the head of the CIA. She's going to take lawful orders. So if these people want to change the law, if these senators want to change the law, fine. She'll abide by that law.
All right. Well, Carl, thanks so much. We appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future. By the way, how can people help you guys out? Is there an America First Action website they can visit?
Yes. So you can go to America First Action, or you can go to AmericaFirstPolicies.org, either one. We're also on Twitter, so join up with us there. We're going to be in Indianapolis on the 18th.
I'm from Indianapolis. I love Indianapolis. Go Indy.
There you go.
Indy 500.
Yeah, homeboy.
We just set up an event for Friday, May 18th at 3:30 at the Indianapolis Downtown Marriott.
Wow.
Go to, taxcuttownhall.com, and you can go register and get a free ticket and come see Mike Pence.
All right. Well, when you guys, that's awesome. But when you get down this way, make sure we know so we can come out and visit with y'all. And you can come and visit with us. Well, thanks so much once again for today. And even more, thank you so much for your service to protect us and our Constitution. Can't tell you how much we appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. All right. Once again, he is also the author of the book Battle on the Home Front, and I think we're beginning to turn the battle in our favor.
Chris, don't you believe, though, that Joe Manchin will vote for her? He's such a chameleon, sense he has to. There's no debate, and those other two women will probably vote for her because, the clock's ticking down. We're getting close.
By the way, his opponent in his upcoming reelection bid is going to be chosen tonight, it appears, in the West Virginia primary. You also have primaries in Indiana. and Ohio. And we won't know the results before we go off the air tonight, but I'm sure we'll have them tomorrow and be talking about them then. But in the meantime, we'll take a break and come back and talk more about what Trump 2020 Club is up to and the president's been up to.
And we got our horse racing contest.
And that's right. And,
I can't wait. Hopefully I understand this one.
And role-playing. Role-playing. Tonight we're going to talk about role-playing.
You're not going to be pitching some woman, are you?
No.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
We'll be talking serious stuff right here tonight.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax and Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Your I-4 slowdown started around Fairbanks right now, and that continues through downtown Orlando. It doesn't clear up until after Dr. Phillips. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is fairly clear right now. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to the 441. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Was that you at the track there the other day, Randy? Or?
No, my boss was there, and yeah. I asked him to bid $10 on Justify, and Justify won.
Is that right?
But he didn't give me any money, so I don't know.
What did you get back, $1.50? See, Randy, when they're expected to win, you don't get usually much money out of it, you know?
No, that would have been 3-1 odds, I think, you know?
So maybe I get $12.50.
You would have got 5 tickets. I don't know. Frank can explain it all to us. But you actually did. We were sort of texting around Saturday afternoon, and you picked the winning place.
I like the name. I mean, I hate to say it so simply, but I like the name. But I really wanted to get Mike's, you know, because Mike owns horses.
No, see, ours are hunter jumpers. These are Olympian type horses,
but
which are totally different.
If anybody knows,
I would never claim that, because a guy like Frank, if you hang around the racetrack all your life, you ought to have somewhat of a feel. Somebody who's in the equestrian Olympic type horses, there's no relationship.
But, you know, during one of the breaks, I asked you what you thought about the rain and how that would impact.
Well, you know, the rain, I thought it possibly could, because every horse has his own nature, but the professional bettors probably know which ones will be affected by the rain.
That's
There's no doubt in my mind.
one reason why Frank was putting some money on Good Magic, right?
Is that right?
Who you chose for the second place, and he did come in second place.
Yeah, I think I had all of them, didn't I? What did you have?
You missed the mine didn't even finish the race, I don't think.
But, you know, the one thing great about watching that whole show is I do like the names of all the horses.
I think it's hilarious. It's great.
I love Vina Rosa. I thought that was, hey, I like that horse. Let's have a wine to her.
He was watching the race, liking the Vina Rosa name. He was probably imbibing in some reading because he's come up with another contest challenge.
Well, we always enjoy the horse races. We enjoy the names. We enjoy the owners. So guess what? This week's contest is going to be very simple. Go out there and come up with who you think, as a politician or a movie star, ought to buy a horse for next year's Kentucky Derby and what they should name their horse. I'll give you a perfect example.
Okay.
Our good friend, Attorney General Snyderman. What do you think his horse should be, his entry next year? I'm going to call the horse Me Too. I think that would be hilarious. How about Barack Obama? You know, him and his wife have tons of money from these lousy books they wrote and everything. So just imagine if they bought a horse and entered it in the Kentucky Derby. What would be the name of his horse?
I don't know.
Kenyan Fraud? Dancing Queen. There's a lot of names that he could go, you know what I mean? So come up with the owner of the horse and the name of the horse, and the best combination wins.
All right.
And I'll hope I can stay up on it. I hope I can stay up on it.
All right. That's for Thursday.
Oh,
all right. So get those entries ready to go. All right. And
tell Peggy, though. Peggy, bring us some brownies. She gets brownie points to begin with.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. We can be bought. Okay. So
that could be the name of a horse, Brownie.
Brownie.
Peggy's Brownies.
God. Peggy's Brownies.
Yeah. There you go.
That sounds racist, though.
All right. No, let's see. Tomorrow, as I said, is going to be the hearing for Gina Haspel, and John McCain is a no vote, and I think Rand Paul might be too, but John McCain won't even be there, so I don't think his vote would be counted. I'm not sure if he's on this committee. I know he's on the Foreign Relations Committee, but I don't think he's on the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Yeah, if you're one of the women questioning her tomorrow, do you think even if you're a Democrat, that's going to help your position when the women who are watching on TV watch how you treat another woman who is well qualified?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, but we've watched how they treat Kellyanne. We've watched how they
treat
their hands.
That's somebody who's a definite, I call,
political
opponent.
Yeah, right.
This is just you knowing this woman is well qualified. You're sitting there ripping her up, and other women are watching it who are marginal Democrats. Do you think that's going to help your cause?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Which is another reason why it was a good selection.
I'd be very careful.
For President Trump. And she is highly qualified. And she is a woman. So
she gets a chance to respond. I would love to see her turn on one of these Democrats or give her a bunch of BS with women and just say, so in essence, you are against the glass ceiling. Do I get that straight? Do I understand that?
Hypocritical. Yeah.
Well, she has made it clear. And part of what she was doing today was to try to soothe some of the fears of some of these senators or basically put to rest some of their concerns. And she has made it quite clear that the agency has not been doing these, quote-unquote, enhanced techniques for some time, and they will not do it under her watch unless ordered to by a congressional authority. And she also had offered to resign over the weekend in order to spare the agency.
That's 100%, or I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Right.
The president would not accept that. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see what happens tomorrow. Very little is known about this woman in terms of she has not been a public figure. She has been in the agency, in the company, as they call it.
I would hope that the head of it would not be a public figure. No,
that's the difference. That's one of the questions I have for Carl, because she is the first person from within the agency to be appointed to head the agency in like 35 years. We've had all these political heads of the agency. You had Leon Panetta.
Right.
You had Brennan. You had even Pompeo. A congressman.
This lady is so qualified compared to most of them. Please.
Right. All right. Okay. Anyways, you're listening to the American Adversaries on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, 1 hour in, an hour to go. So please stay with us. And don't forget, you can join. Easy to do. Go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. While you're there, please check out our Facebook page, too. That's American Adversaries and Trump 2020 Club. And we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll on a honey.
Hour number two of the Trump 2020 Club Tuesday version of the American Adversaries Radio Show, coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer from the Relax and Comfort Studios. Thank you so very much for being out there listening to the show. We do ever so much appreciate that. Okay, we got a big lineup for you here for this hour of the show. Hope you can take the time to take in the whole hour with us. And because it is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, we got, of course, Randy Ross in the studio with us today. Always great to see Randy.
Thanks.
And, of course, Mike McBath, sporting pink again today. Is that, pink? Or
styling and
dainty.
Profiling.
Very
actually,
dainty.
This, you know, because we didn't have the Kentucky Derby wasn't as colorful with the rain and the clouds, so I thought I'd brighten everybody's life.
Wow. That was very nice.
Doesn't that sound wonderful?
All right. I am Christopher Hart. Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. And, once again, we do have a lot to talk about tonight, but we can talk with you directly if you want to give us a call at 407-774. 8255. Otherwise, just sit back and take it all in, but hold on tight because we got a lot to do tonight.
Chris, one thing, too, about just reflecting back to Kentucky Derby, did you notice there weren't that many politicians?
That's a great point.
I mean, think about that.
Lots of rich people, though.
I mean, here you are on the verge. Maybe that was it. You know what I mean? But here you are on the verge of all these primaries, and where were all the politicians? They usually
maybe
run
they just
right
didn't put them on
the
camera. Maybe they just didn't put
maybe
them on
they
camera.
Just didn't want them. Say, so, you know what? Yeah. We got enough colorful people. And this
agree.
Is too boring.
Yeah.
That's
all,
probably what it was.
They were all
too boring
at the bar.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Or
so,
under the bar. Who knows?
Right. So we do have some primaries going on tonight. Won't have any results for you, but there is a primary going on in West Virginia to see who will be Joe Manchin's opponent. And that's an interesting primary. We'll talk about that afterwards tomorrow. And also primaries in Illinois and Ohio. They're choosing the Republican candidates tonight for governor of Ohio. So that'll be also interesting as well. Also, the president came out today and called off the Iran deal. We'll talk about that here more extensively here in just a couple of minutes. Also, more bad news for Herr Mueller. Eric Schneiderman is out as Attorney General in New York, and he had long been a pain for the whole Trump family. As a matter of fact, Don Jr.'s been spending
quite a bit of time rubbing
it in.
Yeah.
And in fact, back in 2013, a fellow by the name of Donald J. Trump, citizen, tweeted out something to the effect of, and I'm paraphrasing now, Wiener's gone, Spitzer's gone, Snyderman will be next.
That was September 11th, 2013.
You're kidding.
But now think about that. You know, Trump knew the guy well. He was in the construction business. He had all these financial transactions and everything. He knew that this guy was a scumbag, but it was just a matter of when did it come out. He had to know. You don't make statements like that publicly.
And a guy like this can't be that much of a scumbag without other people knowing about
it, too. That's what I'm saying.
And,
he knew.
Right. And finally, the women that he was abusing said something about it. And by the way, he had been threatening them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Making sure they knew who he was and what he could do. And
well, obviously, he couldn't do very much.
Chris, you know, most of these Democrats, they sort of cloak themselves in feminism, you know, in the sense that we are there with you. We all know that they don't really care. We all know if you take the list and line them up, the biggest abusers is probably 3-1. You know, 3 Democrats to 1 Republican. And as the case in this gentleman, here is a guy that's way out in front. Trump knew in 2013. So as we said, a lot of people knew. A lot of people knew.
His excuse was it was all consensual. And he was, and I quote now.
So to get slapped around, you like that?
I quote now, he was role playing.
Well, he should have just gone to a local theater and joined the theater club.
Wow, role-playing. Interesting.
Role-playing.
Interesting.
All right.
Okay. Well, hey, before we forget, I want to give a big shout-out to a conservative that's running for Soil and Water Commissioner. His name's Sean McQuaid. He filed. It's public. I can say his last name.
Okay.
Soil and Water District 2, and that means he's getting his entree into the process, and I wish him the best of luck.
All right. Cool deal. The Forbes came out with their most powerful list of most powerful. We'll give you the 5 top ones here in a little while. But I want to go back to this Iran deal for a minute because the president did call it off today. The market seemed to like it. A lot of conservatives like it. Didn't surprise anybody, I don't think. And not only did he call the deal off, but he upped the ante on the Iranians. He reimposed the strictest sanctions.
And they said they start today.
That's right.
Mnuchin was just on, said sanctions start today. And as you said, they're going to be a bit more difficult for our good friends in Iran.
Wow.
And I believe he also made it clear that he does not expect other nations to circumvent these sanctions without perhaps some consequences there.
Yeah.
But then there were those who did not like what the president did today. That's where I want to bring on to the air with us now, Leland McKee. Leland's been on the show with us a time or two before. He, by the way, is the co-chair of the Trump 2020 Club here in Orange County, along with Randy Ross.
Well, let me make it clear. He's the brains, and I'm the cheerleader.
I was going to say, you're the brawn? Oh, my God. We need some heavyweights here, right?
No, so, Leland really keeps everything straight, and whenever I have a question regarding anything, I go to Leland McKee.
Right.
So,
well, Leland, you wanted to chime in on this because of some of the criticism, and in particular, who the criticism came from, right?
Especially Obama, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, this is part of Trump's promise to America's first agenda.
Right.
So all he's doing is going down, and as he can get to it, as it's applicable, he puts America first. So that's all this is really about. The deal was never a legal deal voted by Congress. It was pretty much singularly done by Obama himself, and it was just bad for the Middle East and bad for Israel, and Israel came forth with a great narrative on how bad it was and that they were lying about the nuclear weapons development and so forth. And so it was actually a pretty easy decision.
You and I talked earlier on the phone about Obama making a statement about that. How do you feel about that? What are your thoughts regarding a former president who got his decision basically overturned, even getting involved in something like this?
Well, you know, in some respects, perhaps he thinks he's still president. I don't know. I think he to be part of the antagonistic attitude that he's got, and so his the people that will always follow him. He keeps feeding them narratives that they like, and I don't know. I in this particular situation, I think he should have not said anything.
Well, I think you're on to something there, because he still has his what do they call it, Obama's America or whatever it was.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
His organization, and they're still out there, and he's sending messages. And then I think we also need to consider what John Kerry's been doing. He's mm-hmm. been going around to these other countries, telling them, and also evidently the Palestinian Authority, telling all these people, hang on. You know, we're going to get rid of this guy Trump, and then everything will be back to normal.
Yeah, and he's talking about getting rid of him within 2 years. Wait a second, I was elected for four. What type of garbage
is
that?
you got to go back to where mm-hmm. Obama was campaigning for Hillary for almost a year before his presidency was up, and it was just the biggest upset probably in political history.
No doubt, but that is part of their strategy, and it's been part of their strategy ever since the night Trump won, and that was, okay, he's president, we'll have to deal with it for now, we'll try to shorten it as much as possible, but until then, we just got to try to keep things as calm as possible until we can, you know, take this thing back over again.
Plus, Kerry was Zarif, you know, they're like Secretary of State, where was it his son or his daughter married the equivalent of their Secretary of State
right.
during this period of time in negotiations. Now, you can imagine the intermingling of the families, the favoritism going on, the amount of money spent in excess, and I'm sure this thing was a farce, an absolute farce at the sale of the American
people. The incestuous clan and Washington,
that's exactly
D.C.
exactly right.
Reached out a little bit over the ocean, too. But what they're doing is, and they're trying to delay Trump, delay as much as possible.
They've been pretty successful.
But what's amazing is he's been pretty successful too.
True.
And so he's changing a lot of things, and they're just trying to hold on to anything and everything that they can until he is gone, and then they're trying to make that eventuality occur quicker than mm-hmm. we would like to see happen.
Going to be gone.
Well, that's what we're here for. We're here
right.
to make sure he isn't in the Trump 2020. Exactly.
And I shared into the Trump 20 Club, Speaker Ryan and Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio could not wait to congratulate the president on this. As much obstruction as they caused him when he first was in there, and now they're just riding the coattails. I love it.
Well, it's because it's good policy.
Yeah.
And as Leland put it, this is all part of his America First policy. And the part of the genius of the America First policy is what's good for America is good for the whole doggone world.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's what they're seeing in the Middle East. That's what they're seeing in the Far East with North Korea. And so this president is doing things in spite of the resistance. And he's being successful, and that is the liberals. And as a matter of fact, the whole ruling elites, that's their worst nightmare. Is that
right.
this guy can come in from outside the Klan and be successful, Leland?
And he's chipping away at every opposing force that's against him, which is amazing. So I think when the Inspector General's report comes out this month, which is expected to come out, it was only delayed from April to this month because of the expanded scope.
Well,
Comey's revelation.
And I want to have Leland back at that point, because Leland has been on our club page, we know, almost 5,000 members strong. We always have people that they don't have the patience, you know,
right.
and Leland keeps telling people, hold on, be patient. This investigation takes time. These results take time.
Right.
And so I'd love to have him back on when it's time.
Oh, yeah,
comes out.
We definitely will. But actually, they pushed it back another couple of weeks, because they're interviewing more witnesses and have found more evidence having to do with the Hillary Clinton email scandal.
Oh, yeah. My.
Yeah.
So it is. It's going to be a shocker. And you combine that with what these federal judges are now beginning to put the brakes on Herr Mueller and the mm-hmm. scope of his investigation. The tide is turning, and the president has played this perfectly, I believe, from the very start. So,
and the tide's turning because it's rightfully so.
Exactly.
It's the right. It's it's just no hidden agenda.
Can you imagine, too, well, Chris, on the example with Hillary Clinton, boy, if they come out and really can pinpoint this, you'll see America just be so excited and, oh, this will be one of the great statements.
Tell the folks about that CNN number, too.
Oh, you were talking about, oh, this is amazing. CNN Monday took a poll, and this is really encouraging.
Well, the results came out yesterday.
Yeah, and the poll was 60% of the people believe that the economy is doing extremely well. That just flabbergasted CNN. 60% of the people. Obviously, the people are seeing the tax cuts in the right fashion. And any smart politician, that should be right by my name, Johnny Brown, tax cut America, more money for you,
exactly.
Less for them.
Right.
And so they are seeing it.
And it's happening because, as Leland said, it is rightfully so.
Very much so.
People are seeing, as I said, this is the worst nightmare for the ruling elite.
Yeah.
Trump is being successful. That means America's being successful, and we're doing it, in essence, without them.
Absolutely.
And as a matter of fact, with them trying to prevent it from happening.
You can't deny this success. You just can't.
And it is the greatest of victories. I want them to continue resisting us because I love defeating them. I'm getting this win fever, right? Hey, Leland, thanks for being on the show, and thanks for doing what you're doing.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll be talking to you a lot more, okay?
Okay, you bet.
All right, we got to take a break right now, though. When we come back, we got Tricia and Robert on the line with us. You are listening to us, I should say. You can talk with us at 407-774-8255 on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. And don't forget, this is being presented by Sutherland Nissan, U.S. Marine, and all the great folks over there at Sutherland Nissan are really true patriots, and they love to put you behind the wheel of one of those great automobiles or Titan trucks over there. They work so hard to get you the best deal at Sutherland Nissan. That's OrlandoNissan.com, the website OrlandoNissan.com. They got great deals going on there all the time, so check out their website, OrlandoNissan.com. And when you go out there, give them a call. Tell them the Titans of Talk Radio sent you out there to check out those Titan trucks and all the other great stuff there. The American Adversaries, that is. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Your I-4 slowdown started around Fairbanks right now, and that continues through downtown Orlando. It doesn't clear up until after Dr. Phillips. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is fairly clear right now. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to the 441. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, on Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. Thanks so much for being out there with us. We really do appreciate it. I want to take a moment now to talk to Tricia. And Tricia was you were introduced her
Here. Tricia was one of our top volunteers on the campaign. But at first, I really had to get to know her because she was bringing her son, who's a quadriplegic. He's in a wheelchair. And I wanted to understand what her story was. And the more you get to know her, she has far conservative values, but at the same time, she has some very strong opinions, and I support those regarding medical marijuana. I remember my mom is 75 years old and has a lot of pain and these different things, and I think it's everybody's personal decision how they handle that. If I want to take some grapes off the vine and turn it into wine, go for it. So when I was what I watched happen with Tricia this week, though, is one of our county commission candidates, Pete Crotty, made a decision to go on a blog post and agree with one of his donors that, you know, children should be, you know, drug tested.
Not Pete Crotty.
Yeah, he did. And the reality of the situation was, when I talked with Tricia offline, you know, he tried to quickly shift once he agreed to those steps. Now, keep in mind, we're not talking about his brother, who was the mayor of Orange County, a county commissioner, state senate, et cetera. We're talking about a person that has really no experience in politics and now making his platform issue, not the growing economy in Orange County, not infrastructure, not, you know, housing, et cetera. He's making this a platform issue. So, Tricia, thank you for calling in. And I want to just give you a couple of minutes to talk about, you know, where are we at on this? You know, Florida voters support medical marijuana. We wouldn't be even in the space of having this conversation. So why go backwards?
Tricia?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. A couple of reasons why some of us are so passionate about what's going on in Florida is because there's so much opposition still. And some of these people that are coming up for elections are secretly opposed to flower form cannabis, which, you know, if you know anything about what's going on with Amendment 2, they kind of changed it. So now we can't have flower, you know. They kind of decided what we can have and what we can't have. And
what does that mean, Tricia? Yeah. Flower, is that smoking it? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, okay. It means in raw flower form. And a lot of why that's important is because in instances like my son, if he was having a seizure, I could use a vaporizer on him quickly. There's people with a lot of pain that can use it. There's Parkinson's patients. There's a lot of reasons for that. There's also reasons why people would want to juice it, you know, G-tube people, things like that. So we have to make sure that all of the people that are going into these office positions are aware that this law exists and that they're going to be protecting the people in their districts. And I guess that's really why it upset me so much.
Well, I think,
if anyone has seen the video.
Yeah, I think part of the problem is there's still a lot of confusion around the medical marijuana. Yes, the Florida public did approve it overwhelmingly, but since then, getting it actually functioning and the various municipalities on board or whatever, there's been a lot of confusion as far as that goes. And even what you're talking about is there are a number of different ways to administer it. In essence, what we're talking about with medical marijuana is we're talking about medicine.
It is medicine.
Exactly.
For those who want it, it is.
Well, it is.
And I mean, it's not a county commission role to redefine what the Florida voters decided.
Marijuana has been used as a medicine in China for 5,000 years. They basically use it as a tea. They make a tea out of it. And they treat everything from women's birth pains to nausea with it. So it is a medicine. But in the United States, we don't associate it as a medicine because we associate it with the recreational use. And that's where you have a lot of the confusion come into this.
Right.
Because when people think about smoking marijuana, they think it's all totally recreational. But in fact, that's one of the more efficient ways, even though you don't really want to be smoking anything, it's one of the more efficient ways to administer the medicine. And
correct.
Your son, you said, is a quadriplegic, and he has seizures, and this helps quell the seizures. And I see I have to take a break, so we'll take a break, and we'll pick you up on the other side. And this issue has been decided, but as I said, there's still a lot of confusion as how to administer it. And in this case, what, drug testing high school kids?
And what roles does the county commission play in that?
Exactly. We'll be right back with more of the American. Exactly. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. Please be with us.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Congressional leaders are split, but not neatly along party lines, over President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. Some are welcoming the pullout, believing the 2015 accord was unsound. But others are worried that the U.S. is now in the position of reneging on an international commitment and without a backup plan. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says, quote, "We can do better." but Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it appears there's no plan going forward. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey says the resignation of New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman was absolutely right following allegations of violence against women by the fellow Democrat. Healey has joined Schneiderman in several lawsuits against the Trump administration. She told reporters Tuesday that the work of their offices will forge ahead. On Wall Street, the Dow by 3 points, the NASDAQ rose 2. More details at SRNNews.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
And you should too. Don't let me come and get you, because I'll kick your booty with my tuna fruta.
Oh, you don't want that to happen. Oh, no boy. Way. Yeah. He got a mean tutti frutti.
Sound like he could go with Schneiderman. Is well, that how he way, talked? Think way, about what he said. He could be saying that to these women, Schneiderman. You,
well, you know what Mark Merrow's tutti frutti was?
What?
It was a hard right cross. And that's what Schneiderman was doing. He was beating these
my.
Women.
I mean,
you
know,
heard the accounts.
Yeah,
he was physically beating them.
Beating them, or was it rough?
Slapping. It was rough sex.
Okay, all right. Let's keep it real. Okay.
But he was slapping. Evidently, he slapped.
Some people like that.
He slapped one. And I guess that's what he was claiming the women did. They claimed mm-hmm. they didn't. But he slapped one woman so hard it burst her eardrum or something, and it caused her ear to bleed.
Well, that was rough.
Yes.
That was rough.
Right, right.
It's a loving relationship.
And evidently the guy's a drunk.
Yeah.
He's a drunk, and evidently there was drug use as well involved in
like
this.
Like you said,
but he was one of those people out front of the, I'm better than everybody else kind of.
That's exactly right. Happening.
But that's like I say, when you go back to September 11, 2013, when Trump tweeted that out and said, this guy, in essence, is a real bum. He knew it. And he knew it would come to the surface at some point.
And we're referring to Eric Schneiderman, of course. Okay, of course, I am Christopher Hart, along with Randy Ross and Mike McBath. We're coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios, the American Adversaries radio show. And when we went into the break, we were talking with Tricia, and she was a volunteer in the Trump campaign.
A great volunteer.
And would bring her son with her, who is a quadriplegic. Can I ask you a couple of questions about your son, Tricia?
Sure.
How did he become a quadriplegic? Was it an accident or was he born that way? And you don't have to get into details if you'd rather not.
He had a stroke in the first trimester of my pregnancy.
Oh, bless your heart. And so he's...
And you still chose... Did you know that, Tricia?
Yeah.
And, okay, so you still chose to have him knowing that...
I did.
So you chose life.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that. And is he now being treated with medical marijuana?
Actually, Noah has been in and out of this state for almost 5 years being treated.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. And has it been very difficult for you to get what you need?
Not now that it's legal here, but can you imagine, you know, parents not knowing where to go and how to dose, and that was very difficult. That we call those the dark ages.
And there's still a lot of confusion around, though. Would you agree with me on that?
I had the hardest time just trying to figure out how to fill out my son's card information on the Department of Health.
Right.
It doesn't seem like there's any community information. There's no dispensary information. Where can people get it? I'm not seeing information like that available. So it's a grassroots effort.
Do you think that politicians are still struggling with being open about it? Is that part of the issue? Even though the laws, in fact, we know what they, I mean, the county commission can have some controls over these dispensaries, but is it still this issue they're afraid is taboo, that they don't know how to wrap their heads around it?
Well, I'm not sure, but if they live in this state and they're representing the people, then they better wrap their heads around it, because it's what's here. So I'm not sure why they couldn't wrap their heads around it. I would think that when the law passed, many of them would have looked into it more and studied the research behind, why is this medicine now? Let's see. But it doesn't seem like that happened.
What is Rich Crotty's exact point that he's trying to do here?
It's not Rich. It's Pete.
I'm sorry,
brother.
Pete Crotty.
Pete that's running.
Yeah,
he sat there in an interview with David Siegel, and David Siegel, of course, has made this kind of his mission, right? And that's great. However, here you are running for office, and you're acknowledging that you basically want to drug test children with not necessarily with the parents' involvement. And I just don't see how parents wrap their heads around a candidate that's doing that. So all I'm suggesting is, I'm hoping he was wrong. I hope he just made a mistake. I hope it was a blunder and that he tries desperately to correct it. But based on the interactions that I've seen Tricia have and myself, I think it's a little too late. I think he's already down that road. And I think that he's actually entered into a space that is not good for a candidate. But that's my opinion.
What
they say about opinions.
He wants kids tested because this is more available now, or is it?
But what age?
No, I mean, and Tricia, correct me if I'm wrong, but they want the opportunity, even if you're any kid in school, that they should be drug tested.
Right.
And if you really want to put this in perspective, and not to down on David Siegel, you have to remember that his daughter passed away when he was gone. He wasn't home. There was nothing he could do. And so my feeling is that you can't, you know, they're trying to argue, and let's park it where it is. They want to argue that marijuana is the gateway drug into other drugs. And in fact, we all know the gateway drug, if you've ever been around anybody that's ever done drugs, been around them or whatever, the gateway is alcohol. So let's keep it calling what it is and not go into these spaces of trying to recreate why people are enjoying, you know, whatever it is that they're enjoying. It's not the gateway into that. There's no one that's ever overdosed on marijuana. We know many people that have died from alcoholism. We know many people that have died from cocaine and other types of opioids. So we have to be very careful here in this conversation. And I don't believe it's a conversation for county commission. That's my two cents.
And in fact, one of the reasons why marijuana was classified as it was because it was a black person's drug.
Wow.
The black community were using it, and the jazz musicians and things like that. But terms like reefer and things like that came from black musicians. But to get back to this, it appears as though there is, at some level, this may still yet be a campaign issue, and we'll hope that we can reach out to you again in the future, Trish. And by the way, what is your son's name?
His name is Noah. And
Noah.
He's wonderful. He's doing wonderful since, you know, we've implemented the program here in Florida. It's been a big relief for us.
Let me ask you one last question about your son. How often does he have to use this, and are the results immediate?
For him, they're immediate. He has to use it 3 times a day, and he's missing half of his brain. So it's the only thing that stops his seizures.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, thank you for everything, Trisha, you did during the campaign. Thank you for continuing to be a supporter of everything that the president's doing. And thank you for being a voice to actually have this conversation, because that takes a lot of guts. Not everybody's
Anytime.
Willing to do that.
All right.
Anytime.
All right. And once
thank
again,
you.
Thank you, Trish, and God bless you and your son, Noah, and your whole
thank
family.
You.
We're not talking about recreational use here, ladies and gentlemen. We're
no.
talking about uses like she with her son, and people who are going through cancer treatments, and people who need medication and that would be getting some other form of medication if they weren't getting this form of medication.
Because they can get it anyway, right? I mean, they figured out a way to get it. I mean, it's legal, so why are we trying to reinvent what's already legal?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, from a doctor's perspective, mm-hmm. if they did not have this substance to prescribe for the symptoms they're trying to deal with, they would be prescribing a pharmaceutical drug. They would not simply let the symptoms go untreated. So, you know, what we're talking about here is something that a doctor would prescribe in place of another drug.
The argument is it has no place in politics right now.
Right.
It's already been agreed to. It's already legal in the state.
All right.
You know, it's a personal
thing. Frank, hold on the line. I want to take Craig's phone call first here. Craig, how you doing tonight? You wanted to chime in on this. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, guys. Yeah, the reason why medical marijuana works so well, in particular with seizure type of incidences in the brain and stuff, even epilepsy and stuff, is because it's a blood flow enhancer, okay? So it'll get the blood flowing in the little tiny capillaries and everything that may be kind of blocked off.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yes.
And three
yeah.
times a day is the normal every 8 hours.
Right.
And it can be CBD oil. It can be, edible. It could be take the flour and bake it.
Right.
All you need is the heat, like making tea with
right.
it.
Right.
Is the heat to get the goodies out of the flour, basically.
Right.
So you're
exactly.
saying that, do you actually, I should have asked Trisha this. So you're saying you take it almost like you regularly take a medicine. You don't wait for the incident. You take it to prevent the incident.
That's correct.
In some cases, yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Right. And it really works with, I don't know the exact name of the situation, but it's when a child in particular is locked up, maybe in a wheelchair, and their hands are curled up and stuff.
Right.
If you give that child CBD oil, it can be 2 hours and they're perfectly normal.
Yeah, because...
And they spend their whole life in that condition. And these politicians, I don't know what to say. You guys need to get educated.
Right.
But the politicians that are blocking this, and it's an enhancer. And the reason why they call it a gateway drug, I think, is because it's illegal.
Gotcha.
And if it was not illegal, it couldn't be called a gateway drug then.
Well, and also a lot of people who use harder drugs did go through marijuana first and also may still use marijuana with the harder drugs. But as Randy said, oftentimes it is alcohol. Cigarettes are also a gateway drug. But nonetheless, for people in these situations, it can bring relief. And as I said, the Chinese have been making tea out of this stuff for 5,000 years to treat a lot of different things. So you're right. It opens blood vessels, in essence, it does. So, all right. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate that.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. All right, let's speaking of marijuana, let's talk to Frank for a couple of minutes here. Just teasing with you, Frank. How you doing tonight?
Just, you know, real quick, the whole gateway thing is stupid, number one. And, you know, number two, I mean, is caffeine a gateway drug? Did you drink coffee? And, you know, it's stupid, you know?
Well, so. Once again, as I said, most people who use harder drugs did use marijuana.
They used a lot of things.
But it
diet pills, probably, yeah. Too.
Well, you know, and people who deal with addictions. We had a guy in here one time. Do you remember him? He was from an addiction clinic here.
Right, right.
And he said 1 out of 5 people are going to be addicted to something. It's just an actuarial table type thing, right?
Yeah, and plus ADD, like I was listening to Glenn Beck years ago. He did an ADD thing, and they were going over the attributes of people, you know, to have, and I'm like, yep, that's me, yep, that's me, yep, that's me. I'm checking them all off.
No, I'm dating
this girl that's got she got a PhD in child psychology, and we were cooking, and I said, you know, I'm listening to radio, and I says, you know, I think I'm borderline ADD, and she started laughing. I said, what's so funny? She said, you crossed the border a long time ago. You're full blown.
I hear that.
So, anyway,
go ahead.
Okay, so actually, there were politicians at the Derby. You didn't see them because they were in the infield picking everybody's pockets.
Wow,
Frank, that was Frank, a great explanation of where to look for it.
Name your horse on Thursday night pickpocket.
Yeah, look at that.
I'm a big fan of Lunch Hour because he's 12-1. See, so.
Wow. He could win on Thursday night with these.
Frank will come up with the winner. No,
I don't know if you noticed, Chris, but there was another horse that won Saturday in the mud. Churchill again, limousine liberal. I don't know if you knew that, but.
Was that in the mud or was that on the grass track?
No, he's never. We've had this conversation last time. He runs on the dirt. I don't even think he's ever run on the grass in his life. But it was in the mud again, man, like it was last time, and he won again in the mud. So I don't know if you even knew he ran, but Limousine Liberal, he won Saturday also.
How about that?
That's a funny name. Yeah, that's a good name. There you go. There's a contestant
right.
name. Limousine Liberal.
Yeah. That's
so
right.
Big Mike, let's put Justify in a little perspective here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, is he a monster? Is he not? All right. Well, let's first of all, in horse racing, if you run 1 second faster than another horse, that's 5 lengths, okay? It's a fifth of a second.
Wow.
Per length, right?
Yeah.
Now, Secretariat set the record in 1973. Do you know what it was?
No.
Length of win?
Well, 20 lengths, wasn't it? Something like that?
Hey, guys, I'm still having trouble with this phone. Anyway, Secretariat went 159-2, and they went 204 Saturday, which is really, really slow. So Justify is still a big question mark in my mind.
Wow.
But, Frank,
you
can't hear us.
Listen to you guys. Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right, Frank. Appreciate it. Yes.
That's the thing I wonder is, you know, what the documented on the slowness of a wet track. Is it really that way, or is it the horses? What is it?
No, it's like, have you ever run in slop like that?
I would think you would run slower.
Of course.
Right. So it would be hard to get a real
comparison.
Do you
see what the jockeys have to do?
They got to take – actually, they wear a whole bunch of glasses, just flip them off.
Really? Right. I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not out front, you're getting covered with mud.
You're going to be a mud pie, buddy, before it's over.
Yeah, that's what I mean. My horse was so far back, you couldn't even tell if anybody was riding.
It was a donkey.
it was a nag.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We have Beverly on the line with us now. Hey, Beverly, how you doing tonight? Thanks for listening and calling. We appreciate you being out there.
How y'all doing?
Melissa, I got to tell you a quick story about Beverly. Beverly was a Democrat that came through the process with us on the campaign.
Oh, yeah.
And eventually, her mom was the first time ever voting, correct? Voted Republican, voted for Trump. Beverly switched parties. And what's interesting about Beverly is she continues long down the process. And it's okay, I think, Beverly, to talk that you are an African-American female that supports our president. Yep. And I just wanted to, you know, talk about how amazing I think this, you know, in light of Kanye West and everybody attacking him. And how has that affected you when people find out you're a Trump supporter, a black Trump supporter? How do you respond to that? I was just curious.
Beverly?
Well, you know, I do get some bite lash, and I say, oh, hell no. Look, I'm from the hood. Don't get it twisted, okay? Because I will be posting my 98 cents for bail money. Don't talk to me.
I hear that.
That's funny.
I hear that.
You know, I did come through the process. You know, Randy Ross was a big influence on that because Randy would actually give me books in his house to read. I didn't even know Martin Luther King was a Republican. This is how much was kept from us black folks. Okay?
A lot of people don't know that, white or black. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah, go ahead.
There's a big stigmatism in the black community.
Called diamond and silk.
I'll tell you that.
She can be. She's sassy.
With that being said, Randy was a big influence. And Randy, when I would go to his house, he would give me books to read. So I was like, damn, how long have I been on the plantation? 34 years. It's time to go.
Well defined. Very good.
From Randy Ross, and I am educating people up here. Believe it or not, black people are waking up because black people realize that they are the swing vote. They have a whole lot to say. And my nephew just became a Republican last week. So there's a big change happening in the African-American community.
Hey, Beverly, can you stay on the line? I got to take a break, but I got a question or two for you myself when we get back. Do you mind?
I don't mind.
Okay. All right. Beverly's going to stay with us. I hope you ladies and gentlemen will as well. You're listening to the American Adversaries on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. And we certainly hope you would join the Trump 2020 Club if you have not already. Easy to do. Just go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. And right there and follow the directions. You'll know what to do. And we'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries. We're coming to you live right now. Thanks so much for being out there with you, with us, I should say. Mike McBath, Randy Ross, and myself, Christopher Hart here in the studio. We got Beverly on the line with us right now, Beverly. And I was going to ask you, you kind of answered one of my questions there right before the break, and that is that more and more folks in the black community are beginning to come around and see that they have been taken for granted for a long time.
Yes, we have.
And that
we've been seriously taken for granted for a very, very long time. Our vote is not appreciated. I got a real eye opener for Randy Ross, and I will tell you, Randy Ross and I, we agreed to disagree, but some of the books he had in his house, and he really educated me on things in the Republican Party. And we're all flawed. Nobody's perfect. Every party has its problems.
Well, sure.
But in the African-American community, nobody comes out and talks to us. So I remember Randy Ross doing one thing. He bought the Trump bus into my neighborhood. I grew up in the hood. I you know, I got myself out of the hood. I've always strived to do better for myself and my family and people around me. But when Randy bought the Trump bus into my neighborhood, you should have seen the warm welcome they got, because nobody will approach us. Nobody will talk to us. Nobody will come into the black community and say, what do you want or what do you need? Okay, but yet we say, okay, you want our vote, come to the table, bring it to the table. Randy not only bought it to the table, he bought the damn bus up here.
He bought the bus with him.
The bus and the table.
But before he got to my house, he did pick me up some church's chicken.
And it was good. No, but I think what I wanted to hopefully do with bringing Beverly on here is that she is a voice to be reckoned with in the black community, to remind people how important it is to pause. You know, I never tried to influence her. I let her follow the process and make her own choices. And I think that's what she's doing now with other black people, is she's saying, and Hispanic people and Asian people and white people, she's saying, guys, I went on my own journey. Go on the journey with me. And if you do, you might find that you find the Trump presidency and his platform what you want to do.
Beverly, we only have time for one more question. Do you see that new leadership may be now rising up also in the black community? Maybe even Kanye West may even be representative of that.
Well, I do see new leadership rising up in the black community, and I've even been asked to run because of my involvement in the community, and I'm very well known, very well respected, and I tell it like it is. People nowadays don't want it sugarcoated. You know, they want the real deal. And I believe when you give people the real deal and give them real answers to real questions and real situations, they can't argue with you. And that's one thing I've learned from Randy. You know, Randy kind of taught me how to write the narrative, how to stick to the questions and everything.
But I'm going to send you,
you give the
money.
Oh, Randy, you have to do something for her.
I didn't tell her all that.
They can't argue with you. They can't argue.
Right.
Randy, you did teach me that. When you give people the truth, they cannot argue with you.
Well, that's what we try to do here on the show, and you helped us do a little bit more of it today, Beverly. Look forward to meeting you. All right, so you take care in the meantime.
I look forward to meeting you guys as well.
Thanks for calling
the
Beverly.
Show. Thank
Appreciate you.
You
being
it's great
there.
To see somebody
Thank
that
you.
Fired up. Randy.
She's very fired up.
Thank
and that's
you.
What I think that's important.
No,
you know?
I do too. I mean, you sell by enthusiasm, and I mean, this woman is extremely enthusiastic. She does follow what I call the right line, fact, 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 and just to see how excited she is to be part of it, you got a real winner.
Yeah. And
you got a real winner.
Also, for folks out there who are, I don't want to say sort of sitting on the fence, but who kind of already know where they are, but maybe a little shy about saying it, folks like Beverly, folks like Kanye West, standing up and being enthusiastic about saying,
they got to step up, put it forward, and then you people come forth.
Don't feel bad about thinking different. Feel good about it.
No, I think she's terrific.
And sometimes all it does is start the conversation.
Right.
You know, you never know what's going to come from a conversation, even if it's uncomfortable.
Just look at what happened to President Trump's approval numbers amongst blacks 1 week into Kanye West.
What is it, 22% now from
11? Doubled amongst men and increased by like 60% amongst women.
And the greatest thing, we have more facts now that are so positive Republican-wise. I don't know if we've ever had it like this.
All right.
Not in my lifetime.
Trump 2020 Club Tuesday is about to wrap up here tonight. Once again, we would really like you to join by going to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. Really easy to do. While you're there, check out our Facebook page, American Adversaries. Also, you can check out our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Don't forget Thursday night's contest challenge.
We need Randy to come up with a good horse.
I'm already confused.
Yeah.
Come up with a politician or star that they have their own racehorse.
Justify.
What would they name it?
Yeah, what's the name they're going to do it? You know?
All right. Okay, that's going to wrap it up for us. Larry Elder up next. And don't forget, you still got a lot of great radio to go right here tonight. Night, everybody.